The square has been disused for a decade. The stone beasts, the concave fountains on cracked pedestals, the crooked, fractured bollards, all buried beneath a layer of fine grey snow. Grains of grey snow have been falling for months. Visibility is poor. We have started clearing the central piazza with heavy earth-moving equipment and the customary napalm jets. The men have complained about the unusually mucus snow which furs the windscreen blades and seeps into their cabins or clogs their valve controls. They've also been disturbed by the findings in the strata below the snow face. Apart from wrecked street furnishings, crushed dentures and shards of bone, they've encountered lumps of deep frozen tissue, speckled with metal fragments and curious flattened rubbery objects like inflatable insects. These surfaces are also treacherous. A flamethrower operator lost his footing, with unfortunate results. But I have ordered the men to wipe their visors and trudge on. I have no choice. Visibility is poor. One must not lose control. Our main objective must still be locating the chambers. The chambers offer a scent. They encapsulate a kind of salvation. I keep telling the men, oh, the wretched lumpen men in their barely protective uniforms, what we are looking for. They're like booths, I shout, cylindrical. About 2 to 3 meters high, domed, finished in a dark marble-like material. The men look for humps in the grey snow. I look for transcendence, a conclusion.